This is the Automotive Repair Podcast Network.
Welcome, everyone, to yet another episode of Diagnosing the Aftermarket A to Z. I'm Matt Fonslow, and the process by which the result is achieved is far more important than the result itself. That and more after a word from our sponsors, Pico Technology and Autel. Tired of guesswork in your auto diagnostics? Need to pinpoint faults quickly and accurately? Picoscope will turn your PC into a powerful diagnostic tool. See live waveforms from sensors, injectors, and ignition systems. See the problem? Solve it faster. Visit PicoAuto.com. That's PicoAuto.com. Autel delivers award-winning automotive diagnostic tools trusted by technicians across North America. Backed by Autel North America experts in sales, training, and technical support. From drivability diagnostics and TPMS service to ADAS and advanced safety systems, Autel helps technicians follow OEM procedures and repair with confidence. Learn more at Autel.com. I had a different idea for a subject for a podcast episode, but I was kind of flipping through really YouTube shorts and I saw this interview. I mean, what can I say? It just, I guess, inspired me. It was with Rob McElhenney. Yeah, the name's a tongue twister. The quote at the beginning of the episode is from him. He's probably best known as Tracy's favorite actor. Probably not on either case, really. He is one part of the troupe, really a duo trio. We'll go with the trio that created the show and is an actor in It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, one of my very favorite comedies ever. He's also buddies with Ryan Reynolds and part owner of the soccer team, Wrexham. Just a good comedy mind. But really, the part of the interview, the reason I'm recording this, is he's being interviewed and he's talking about, or being asked and thus talking about, working with Danny DeVito. If you've seen It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, he's the old short guy. Some of the more seasoned listeners probably recognize him from TV show Taxi. Also, he was Arnold Schwarzenegger's brother in Twins. He's, you know, one of those just hopefully goes down and is remembered as being a comedy actor legend. I think that's deserving. But Rob, talking about him, brought up this really, really neat situation that they luckily get him signed to the show, but it seems like they're only going to get him for a very short time. But he has such a good time on set that he basically tells them, you can have me as long as you need me. He's just really enjoying the process, really enjoying working with them. And they have this scene, surprisingly enough, where they have a lot of room for improvisation. If you ever watch the show, it feels like there's a lot of improvisation, which there is. The scene has a big gap where they essentially tell Danny to do whatever he feels like. And Danny pulls Rob aside and says, what do you want me to say? And Rob's like, well, you're Danny DeVito, man. Just whatever, do whatever you want, man. It's your playground. And Danny kind of gets serious on him and says, you hired me to be the old guy. I am the old guy. And I know what's funny to me and funny to my generation, but you're not going for my generation. I need to know what you think is funny and what you think will be funny to your target audience, your generation. So that's a big deal, you know, coming from somebody of that stature. But honestly, no pun intended, honestly, when it comes to, you know, comedic acting, he's a giant despite his physical stature. He really didn't have an ego. So now you're working with somebody that is recognized as just being one of the best to ever do it, asking you to essentially put the words in his mouth and he will deliver them as best he can. And it's going to be good. If you write something funny, he is going to deliver it funny. And if you've watched the show, yes, yeah, I mean, the show was okay without him. It went into the stratosphere with him. Just a terrific, terrific addition. So one, working with somebody that wants to collaborate is, I guess, in some cases, shocking, right? It'd be the same as us working with whatever, a highly regarded technical specialist and finding out they're very interested in what we think or what we would do in the shop, like legitimately. Same with a mechanical specialist that we just know is one of the top and they're willing to listen. Like if you have an idea, they're open to it. That's an amazing gift. And I think there's a really, really good lesson in there, especially when we're talking about generations, is depending on your target. So maybe more from a managerial standpoint with the shop and with shop marketing and how you're portraying the shop or projecting the shop and what kind of clients you want to get in the shop. And there's what kind, probably economically, but also there's, you know, age demographics. If you have people working for you that are in that age demographic, it might be reasonable. In fact, I don't really think it's a might thing. It is reasonable to listen very intently to what they think would speak to them. And having that type of openness sends multiple messages, right? One, you're approachable. You're somebody that can be talked to and ideas can be given to because they won't fear that rejection. They won't fear that dismissal, potentially the condescension.
Is your shop ready for the electric vehicle revolution? Don't get left behind. The Picoscope EV Kit is your all-in-one solution. Diagnose any electric or hybrid vehicle from high-voltage batteries to complex communication systems. With guided tests and pinpoint accuracy, you'll tackle more jobs and boost your bottom line. This isn't just a tool. It's your future. Be the expert in EV repair. Visit PicoAuto.com to future-proof your shop today. That's PicoAuto.com. This episode of Diagnosing the Aftermarket A to Z is brought to you by Autel. Autel is a global developer and manufacturer of award-winning professional automotive diagnostic tools and service equipment. Trusted by technicians, educators, and shop owners across North America. With diagnostics at their core, Autel's real-world solutions support repair workflows ranging from full-system vehicle diagnostics to servicing the most advanced automotive technologies. What sets Autel North America apart is the team behind the tools. Dedicated experts across sales, training, and technical support, each bringing deep, hands-on experience supporting professional technicians. When questions arise, you're working with people who understand the vehicles, the procedures, and the real-world demands of modern repair. Whether diagnosing complex drivability concerns, servicing TPMS systems, validating repairs, or working with ADAS and advanced safety technologies, Autel tools are engineered to support accurate, efficient repairs in strict accordance with OEM procedures and standards. To learn more about Autel and their diagnostic solutions, visit autel.com. AUTEL.com.
Also, it's really seeing you check your ego at the door. What is best for business? What is best for the shop? What is best for our goals of bringing in more work, more clients, especially this target? And the target could be what you want to dominate your customer list, or it could be a target of a demographic that's weak. You know, that maybe you don't need just your customer list dominated by this age group, but it's definitely missing. You could use more. And maybe you're playing towards the future, kind of angling, getting that feedback, getting those ideas, getting those thoughts and feelings would go a long way. One, to actually getting, you know, succeeding in the goal of targeting that demographic, but then also demonstrating to your crew that you are kind of legitimately open door policy. It's that you're looking to be a leader, not a dictator, right? That's really across the board good. Just seeing people in, I guess, arguably positions of power, which, you know, I don't want to make that sound like it's, I guess I don't mean that dramatically, but if you are in an owner or manager, you're in a position of power to see that collaboration really is just one of those, one more thing that I would say not retain. It works really well for retention. And as word gets out, people know about that. It's really good about recruiting. You know, if your people are telling other mechanical, it wouldn't have to be just people in the back of the house, just anybody working there, any position, that your ideas, your perspectives matter. It's just another recruitment tool. I think there was a lot to pick up just from that quick interview to see someone you really look up to. In this case, Rob looking up to Danny, figuratively, but really looking up to him and then being told or having it explained to him that really he's looking for his input. Like, I could go do this. It might be funny. It probably will be funny for this demographic that isn't your target audience, but you can help me. You can tell me what to say, and then I will use my skill, my talent, whatever, as best I can with direction to deliver it in a very funny way, or however you need me to deliver it. Just, you know, how at ease that put him. And then the realization of keeping your eyes and ears open, be open to advice, being open to opinions, perspectives of those of the younger generation. Specifically, if we're talking about, I guess we generally associate owners as being older, and that's not necessarily the case. You're not always in the same demographic as your target audience. If you're looking to bring in more of that younger demographic, even if it's not just for clients, but also to work, to motivate, to lead. If you already have someone of that demographic working for you and thriving, going to them for advice, I don't know, it just seems all positive. So yeah, I guess lesson number one, pay attention to YouTube shorts. And yeah, don't just mindlessly flip through, but pay attention, because you can pick up little tidbits of just, I don't know, I think gold. That's how I will leave you. I hope you got a kick out of that. If you have any ideas or topics you'd like me to cover, you guys send a lot of really good messages and emails, and a lot of them aren't automotive related, and I truly enjoy talking about stuff, really anything automotive or not directly automotive related. If that's what you want to hear, send a few more messages or emails to mattfonzlepodcast@gmail.com, and I will put together another mailbag. So yeah, any guests you would like to listen to me talk to, or any questions you would have for those guests, please fire them all my way, and I will do my best to get them on the podcast. And also thank you to our sponsors, Pico Technology and Autel. Thank you to the Automotive Repair Podcast Network for making this all possible. So until next time, take care.
You've been listening to Diagnosing the Aftermarket A to Z with Matt Fonslow on the Automotive Repair Podcast Network. Download our exclusive podcast app at automotiverepairpodcastnetwork.com, because the best conversations in the industry start here. Want Matt to cover a specific topic? Check the show notes for his email. Your input matters.